Welcome. It's hard for me to not have an Olympic-themed meditation during the Olympics. So I lived in Atlanta during the 1996 Summer Olympics. And I remember attending the opening ceremonies. I have such vivid memories of that night. So today I heard this interview, really interesting interview, about how a few weeks before those opening ceremonies, the head of the TV network, his name was Dick Ebersol, called the lead organizer of the Atlanta Olympics. His name was Billy Payne. And he said, "Billy, who's going to light the Olympic flame during the opening ceremony? That's important for our TV ratings." And Billy Payne said, "Evander Holyfield. He's from Atlanta. He was in the Olympics." The head of the TV network said, "What? No. Evander Holyfield? How about Muhammad Ali?" And the organizer, Billy Payne, was not excited about that choice. It took some convincing to explain Muhammad Ali stood for something so much bigger than sports. We remember Muhammad Ali not for his accomplishments, but for speaking out in defiance of what he did not like, the Vietnam War. He said, "My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big, powerful America, and shoot them for what? They never called me the N-word. They never lynched me. They didn't put no dogs on me. They didn't rob me of my nationality, rape and kill my mother and father. Shoot them for what? How can I shoot them, poor people? Just take me to jail." At the time of these remarks in 1964, the war in Vietnam was popular, and Muhammad Ali was reviled by the media. But he stood his ground. He proudly declared, "I am America. I am the part you won't recognize. But get used to me, black, confident, cocky. My name, not yours. My religion, not yours. My goals, my own. Get used to me." So I remember so vividly being at the opening ceremonies, 1996. The crowd in the stadium and the global TV audience is watching, waiting to see who's going to light the cauldron. You just don't know until the last minute. And Muhammad Ali emerges into the stadium. He was in the throes of Parkinson's disease. His hand is shaking as Janet Evans passes Muhammad Ali the Olympic flame. And I was unsure if he was going to burn himself. He could barely hold on to the torch. You wondered if he could actually get the job done. It was so touching. A man who was a gold medalist and at one time the greatest athlete in the world had been reduced to this. After lighting the torch, Muhammad Ali said, "God gave me this physical impairment to remind me that I am not the greatest. He is." It's what's so great about the Olympics, because these kinds of things happen, and suddenly it's every human being who has been shaken by life, doing what they can to get the job done. I know many of you listening have been there or are there. A tough year, a bad job, a breakup, shaken, doing your best to hold onto the flame and ignite what needs to be lit. Muhammad Ali could have hidden from the public eye when he developed Parkinson's, but instead he stepped into it and said, "Look at me now. I'm still going. I stand for so much more than the knockout punch. You and I are more than our successes and failures. We are what we stand for. That's the real legacy." As you probably know, I often interview older people. And when an old elder says to me, "David, let me tell you about myself. I crushed it. I made a ton of money, and you should see everything I own." It doesn't really mean that much. But when you see elders to whom people are drawn for their humor, their wisdom, their truth, that's so powerful. All anyone cares about is that they can somehow pass their light. And if they are shaking while passing it, it's that much more endearing and poignant. We remember Muhammad Ali for his weakness in a moment that was supposed to be about strength. That's the human spirit. In today's meditation, I invite you to acknowledge the ways you are trembling right now. How it's hard for you to manage life, to manage and balance work, relationships, parenting, health. Shake all you gotta shake, because the truth is, everyone is shaking. You've probably heard the quote, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." And today, let's just surrender to the trembling. It's got its own kind of beauty. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. Surrender to the ways you're trembling. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, just come back to that feeling, to center yourself, to surrender, to surrender. A poignant memory of Muhammad Ali trembling in front of the world, reminding us all that if this can happen to the heavyweight champion and he can own it, we can all own our trembling, the ways we struggle to manage life. Just remember, through the trembling, somehow, some way, every day, pass your light. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.